Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Palestinians.
A lot of people like the one-state solution. Some people like the two-state solutions. We'll have to see. I haven't commented on that.
When world leaders gathered for yesterday's historic peace summit, Hamas was not at the table. Neither was Israel. With the pounding of the gavel, the Senate will be back in session with not a lot to do today. There's no indication that lawmakers are closer to ending the government shutdown now in day 14. Congress members are still getting their paychecks, but TSA agents and other essential workers are being told to stay on the job without getting paid. Happening today, new tariffs on furniture, kitchen cabinets, lumber imports. Builders warn it will make new homes and home renovations more expensive. The White House hopes it will boost domestic production and protect American companies. This is ABC News. A personal tragedy for former Utah Senator, Massachusetts Governor, and presidential candidate Mitt Romney. His sister-in-law has been found dead in Southern California.
Carrie Romney's body was found by L.A. County Sheriff's deputies next to a parking garage in Santa Clarita, in an area of town also known as Valencia. Initial information indicated she may have fallen or jumped off the parking garage. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner is doing more tests before determining her cause of death. The Sheriff's Department telling ABC News it's conducting a death investigation and is waiting for an official cause of death. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Bank of America raising its forecast for the prices of gold and silver next year. B of A says gold should hit $5,000 an ounce, silver $65. Dollars an ounce. Prices in these materials usually rise in the midst of economic turbulence because they are considered to be safer investments. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 63, turning cloudy, patchy drizzle, possible by midday. North to northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, areas of light rain, a low of 47. Wednesday, light showers possible in the morning. Clouds lingering and seasonably cool, a high of 58 tomorrow. Wednesday night, a few showers possible. 64 Thursday with spotty showers possible. Back up to 75 with scattered showers on Friday, 67 for Saturday. Right now in Richland Center, we have an east-northeast wind between 1 and 2 miles per hour. We are experiencing a little bit of light fog in some areas. It was 44 at midnight. Right now it is 39 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 14th, and it is high time that we started our broadcast day officially.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we have at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, parts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, star-spangled banner.
resting one evening by the side of the road, I saw an old farmer in a field he'd just hoed. His face was all brown and wrinkled by the wind, and he was talking to the Lord, just like he'd be talking to a friend. "Well, sir," he said in a voice calm and quiet, "them corn tassels need sacking, but I got no string to tie it. Had no rain in so long that the fields are mighty dusty, and it's been so unbearable hot that the kids are even getting fussy. Now that grass down in the pasture should be knee-high. If we could just have a little shower, Lord, it might keep the cow from going dry. Ah, but listen to me talking, you'd think I wasn't grateful. Why, if you didn't know me so well, Lord, you'd think I was downright hateful. You'd think I'd forgot about the new calf that you sent and the money in the mail that took care of the rent. Ma's coal's better and Johnny's home from the Navy and that good Sunday dinner of chicken, dumplings, and gravy. The new preacher you sent us, Lord, he sure is a fine young man. Why, he's just converting them sinners to beat the band. Well, guess I'll be moseying along, Lord. Won't take no more of your time. Guess there's plenty of folks hereabouts waiting to ring your line. Evening to you, Lord, and watch over us tonight. And don't you worry about us none, Lord, because everything's going to be all right."
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Good morning, friends. Yes, we started the day in a positive way with the classic Jim Reeves and the Farmer and the Lord. Before that, Alabama did the honors for our national anthem, and here we are together again. I wish I had good Brewer news. It was a good game, though, no doubt about it. But the Dodgers win 2-1 over the Brewers last night. Game 2 is coming up tonight. Again, they do it all over again in Milwaukee, and hopefully they can put the bat on the ball. Blake Snell, the Dodger pitcher, was just outstanding last night. But nonetheless, they didn't embarrass themselves. Played well against money, best money team that money can buy, the Dodgers, right? Well, anyway, we have some great tunes to share with you, some info to get you in the know, maybe a toe-tapping tune along the way to help you start those chores and get motivated today. This is John Conley on WRCO.
Since the day I met you, I feel like I'm walking on air. And lately I'm convinced it's no coincidence I've run into you everywhere. And though I've heard your love is taken, I gotta believe what's in your eyes. Would I be out of line if I suggested a time and we get together one of these nights? Got my heart set on you. You're everything I ever wanted. Got my heart set on you. Can't be anything but love, baby. I'm betting on it. Give you the wrong impression. I'm not the kind who rushes in. But baby, every time I see you, before I even leave you, I can hardly wait to see you again. Got my heart set on you. You're everything I ever wanted. Got my heart set on you. Can't be anything but love, baby. I'm betting on it. Understand how it got out of hand, but
Charlie Pride on the Light in the Milk House Show. Hello, kids. How you doing there today? We hope you're doing fine. You've got a lot of spring in your step today. If not, put like a coin in your shoe or something. That'll work. Yeah. Or a dime. Speaking of which, Good Samaritan. There are good people in this world, obviously. There are a lot of good people. But yesterday, I was at Quick Trip, and I got my change. And I knew I dropped a coin. You know, I'm looking around, and like, but I couldn't see it. Kind of blended into the floor, and like, okay, well, whatever. And so then I left. And then next thing I know, this person pulls in and says, "You dropped a dime at Quick Trip, and they gave it to me." I'm like, "Well, that was really nice of you. Thank you very much." Probably should have offered a reward, you know. So I should have given like a nickel back or a penny or something. I don't know. But anyway, very nice. Coming up, our update from sports and the aerobic polka.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Limerick Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Limerick Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM Showtech, Biozyme Vitafirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Limerick Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring into savings with hot steel deals, plus heavy-duty storage totes, 15 or 27 gallons, your choice, for just $7.99. Cook outdoors like a pro with the Weber Smoke Wood Pellet Grill for $7.99. Don't forget, buy two, get one free on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers to keep you and your home protected. Stop in at Richland Center, Ace of La Crosse, or Muscadet, and always we appreciate your business.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service parts and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for Herculift in Boscobel.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence, serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout. Wisconsin Surplus turns your equipment, vehicles, and more into cash. They make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
After 33 years of dedicated service, Steve Morganson is retiring from the Lone Rock EMTs. Come celebrate Steve's years of care and commitment at his farewell party this Sunday, October 19th at the Lone Rock Fire Station. Enjoy a luncheon from noon to 1:30, followed by a meet and greet from 1:30 until 3. Stop by, share a story, and thank Steve for his decades of service to your community. That's this Sunday, October 19th at the Lone Rock Fire Station. Come help honor EMT Steve Morganson for 33 years of life-saving dedication.
A Look at Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in local volleyball, it was a win for Seneca over Weston in three sets. The Eagles travel to Kickapoo tonight to close out the regular season among a host of area volleyball matches. Blake Snell allowed one base runner in eight shutout innings before the Los Angeles bullpen barely held on, and the Dodgers opened the National League Championship Series with a 2-1 victory over the Brewers. Blake Treinen struck out Bryce Terang with the bases loaded to end the game. Freddie Freeman homered for the Dodgers in the sixth inning to break a scoreless tie. Elsewhere, Julio Rodriguez and Jorge Polanco hit three-run homers. Josh Naylor added a two-run drive, and the Mariners took a 2-0 lead in the American League Championship Series by routing the Blue Jays. Final score was 10-3. Elsewhere in sports from last night in the Monday night games, a couple of them. And in fact, the Bears came out with a win by one in their victory last night. And that was a close game. I'm guessing June was happy about that. The Bears 25, Washington 24, and Atlanta was a winner against Buffalo 24
2-14. From the NHL, Colorado 3-1 over Buffalo, Winnipeg 5, the Islanders 2, Tampa Bay 4-3 over Boston, Nashville 4, Ottawa 1, Detroit 3-2 over Toronto, Philadelphia beat Florida 5-2, New Jersey 3, Columbus 2, St. Louis 5-2 over Vancouver, Minnesota won a shootout over Los Angeles 4-3, and Chicago a win against Utah 3-1. The Brewers series with the Dodgers continues tonight in Milwaukee. It's the same as last night. It's a 6:30 pregame time on WRCE, followed by the first pitch time at 8 minutes after 7. That's an update on sports.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
39 cool degrees in Richland Center. The cool of the day, so it's time for us, it's a good time to do our aerobic workout. The aerobic polka is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, if you're ready, I'm going to get a running start at this one. All right, here we go. A one and a two and a...
Thank you.
Wow, there's a good snappy little number there. The Redhead Polka from the New Jolly Swiss Boys. Getting real jolly today. Hopefully that was good for your two-minute cardio today. Farm news and markets coming up in about five. Here's Red Akins.
She's got a sticker on her pickup, says insured by Smith & Wesson. She's a little Texas twister in a big old black Stetson. She's an angel in red ropers and a devil in blue jeans. She's every cowgirl's nightmare and she's every cowboy's dream. She can rope and ride a bareback and tangle with the best. Brand a longhorn down a long neck, Lord, tame the whole Wild West. She's the cutest, toughest, sweetest, roughest gal I've ever seen. She's every cowgirl's nightmare and she's every cowboy's dream. Lord, they're bucking for a chance. With a tiny little two-step, she can start a stampede. Cause she's every cowgirl's nightmare and she's every cowboy's dream. She can rope and ride a bareback, tango with the best. Brand a longhorn down a long neck, Lord, she tamed the whole Wild West. Now she's the cutest, toughest, sweetest, roughest gal I've ever seen. Cowgirl's nightmare and she's every cowboy's dream. Ain't she the cutest, toughest, sweetest, roughest gal you ever seen? She's every cowgirl's nightmare, every cowboy's dream.
Kenny Wells mixing up a little jambalaya this morning. Here at WRCO Radio, we head toward a high of 63 later. Patchy drizzle possible by midday today. Areas of light rain tonight and a low of 47. Wednesday, 58 with light showers possible in the morning. And then 64 Thursday. Bit of a cool down trend. But then by the weekend, 75 for Friday. Right now, we're at 39 degrees at 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
A market advisor says Brazil is benefiting from the U.S. government shutdown. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. For profit potential and pest protection, Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn packs a punch. Plant PowerCore Enlist Corn and have your best year with Pioneer. The president of Ag Resource Company says the ongoing government shutdown is disrupting key USDA data that's important to the market. Dan Bossi says traders are already looking at the Brazilian crop.
USDA export and sales data in particular is very important. We're not seeing daily sales, so we're not able to look under the hood and see how our demand is holding up. Without that data, it's very hard for them to sustain anything to the upside.
He tells Brownfield the loss of the October supply and demand report could impact next month's estimates. The chief economist with StoneX Group says U.S. agriculture continues to get caught in the crossfires of a trade dispute between two geopolitical powers. Arlen Suderman tells Brownfield,
I've been warning for years that we need to find other markets to replace China because this day was going to eventually come, and now this day has come.
A significant escalation in the U.S. and China trade war happened over the last 4 days, mostly over rare earth minerals and reciprocal port fees, and the grain markets are responding. Suderman says U.S. agriculture has become so dependent on China, it will continue to take a major effort to replace the market. A Kansas farmer says it isn't just low commodity prices that are causing problems for producers. Paul Penner says rising input costs are putting farmers in a tough spot.
Every bushel of crop that's being produced is produced at a loss. And that can only be sustainable for a certain amount of time before you lose equity and find yourself unable to make payments.
Many ag groups like the American Soybean Association have been sounding the alarm because China, the largest buyer of U.S. soybeans, has not made a noticeable purchase of the commodity since April. A central Wisconsin farmer is pleased with the 2025 crops. T.J. Drager operates a dairy farm near Marathon City. Brownfield caught up with Drager while he was chopping snappage yesterday.
I'm in some really nice corn. A little dry, got away on us a little bit, but, you know, we had a couple of those cool 27, 28-degree nights, and I think the corn just kind of went, yeah, all right, I'm done.
Drager tells Brownfield his crew also has two combines out harvesting soybeans.
Beans are looking good. Dry corn is looking good. Snappage is looking good. Corn silage did awesome. Really good crops.
Drager says corn silage yields were better this year, getting about the same yield from 700 acres this year that he had with 800 acres a year ago. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
What does it mean to be a Dairyland seed difference maker? For our corn seed, it means having the industry's most advanced technology and traits to deliver exactly what Midwestern farmers need, like the next-gen rootworm protection that comes with high-performance Vorseed technology. Like the ultimate above-ground pest control you'll find in proven PowerCore technology. And just like all the other powerful features of our full lineup of performance corn products designed for your soils and conditions. Find your Dairyland Seed Corn Difference Maker at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. with a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Planning a timber harvest isn't always simple. There are many factors to consider, and your trees are an important asset on land that deserves careful management. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make smart, informed decisions about their timber. Their professional team will work with you to develop a clear vision for your timber assets. Call Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's 608-524-4414, and let the experts help you plan your harvest the right way.
Direct cash cattle business was quiet and cash hogs were sharply lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was very quiet to start the week. Show lists are slightly lower in Nebraska, Colorado, and Texas, and lower in Kansas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were $10 to $20 higher. Feeder heifers were $5 to $15 higher. Steer and heifer calves were roughly $20 to $30 higher. Receipts were up on the week but down on the year. Medium and large one feeder steer, 609 to 633 pounds, brought $396.50 to $437. Feeder steer, 664 to 699 pounds, brought $384 to $425. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 707 to 749 pounds, brought $345 to $355. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $1.66 at $363.91. Select was $3.36 higher at $349.75. Estimated cattle slaughter was 106,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and down nearly 14,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a light negotiated run. Consistently inconsistent is the best way to describe the cash hog market lately. Processors weren't very aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week. The market has been largely focused on demand. There has likely been a boost in domestic demand as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were $4.11 lower with a weighted average of $92.29. The Iowa Minnesota was $4 lower with a weighted average of $92.43. And the Western Corn Belt down $4.02 with a weighted average of $92.40. Pork values were lower, down 83 cents at $103.59. Butts, ribs, hams, and picnics were all lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 498,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up more than 21,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of widespread direct business, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade with pork values higher during the session. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming, because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Both calves and slaughter cows were steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from 8 to 11.20 and beef crossbred calves 10 to 14.40. Slaughter cows sold from 119 to 150, bulls 150 to 181. At last Friday's feeder sale, the markets were active in all classes of livestock. The lightweight 350 to 500 pound beef calves sold from $350 to $525, colored yearlings $260 to $315. The lightweight Holstein steers weighing 350 to 5 range from 3.25 to 422.50, with the 6 to 800 pound Holsteins 250 to 307.50. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, October 17th. Several sets of beef calves are already consigned, along with yearlings and Holstein steers. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim if you have questions or wish to get your cattle on our sales list. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market serving the farmers of our area.
With the uncertainty in crop prices right now, let Cal Seeds and Golden Harvest take some worry away during this harvest season. From now until Friday, capture max discounts and 0% interest financing for your 2026 seed needs. The best part? You don't have to have an order put in until November 14th. just by signing up for your Golden Advantage, you capture the max discounts and 0% financing. That's 0% until December 2026. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up. Call Kelsey Faber at 608-415-0765. Have a safe and bountiful harvest.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday, but your hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on short covering with November a penny higher at 10.07 and three quarters and January up two at 10.25 and a quarter. Corn drifted lower, watching the harvest, with December 2 and a quarter lower at 410 and three quarters, March down one and three quarters at 427 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were higher, optimistic about this week's direct trade. December live was up 222 at 244.75, and February was $1.80 higher at 247.20. November feeders are up 82 at 376.72. And hogs were mostly higher, with pork up sharply at midday. December lean was 82 higher at 84.85, and February was up 67 at 86.97. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The dairy industry wants you to find out if you are dumber than a European. Up next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Food and Drug Administration allows plant-based beverage makers to use dairy terms on their products, even though it violates FDA rules. Frustrated with that, U.S. dairy folks came up with an online quiz called Are You Dumber Than a European? Alan Bierga is with the National Milk Producers Federation.
I'm married to a European, and we go to Europe like once a year and visit the in-laws. And whenever I go to a grocery store in Europe, I always check out where the plant-based beverages are because they're not treated the way they're treated in the U.S. They're put often in the health food section, but they're just not considered milk. And the reason for that is because the European Union has very strict rules that they do enforce about what milk is and what it isn't.
Bierga says European plant-based beverage labeling is more transparent to consumers.
One of the arguments we hear made is, well, we have to call it milk because if it isn't called milk, people won't know what it is or what to use it for. And that made me think, I go to Europe every year and I see these beverages in the stores and people do buy them and they seem to know what to use them for. Are we all dumber than Europeans? And hence was born the quiz.
Take the quiz at nmpf.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
There might be some holiday butter deals ahead. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A market advisor says butter prices are the lowest they've been since 2021. Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield large butter supplies have pushed prices down by more than a dollar during the third quarter to lows in the 160s.
Not only is milk production higher in the U.S., but the fat tests coming off the farms are somewhat unbelievable. And so more milk and more fat in each hundredweight of milk we produce means a whole lot of cream and plenty of supply of butter.
She says while prices have increased somewhat in recent weeks, there's still an opportunity to move product through the holidays.
Historically, the butter market usually declines after the holiday demand wears out, whereas this year it happened before we even got close to holiday demand. So it does feel like with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, maybe the retailers can run some more aggressive promotions.
Burgess says the lower prices have incentivized more exports, especially as competitors in Europe and New Zealand have had reduced milk production. The U.S. Dairy Export Council estimates that butterfat exports are up more than 150% year to date. Cash dairy prices started the week mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange with limited trade. Dry whey unchanged at 63 cents. Blocks were up 4 cents at 175, 9 sales there. Cheese barrels unchanged at 177. Butter went down 5.5 cents to 169.5, 6 sales made. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 116 with 3 sales. Farm bankruptcies are on the rise, and Ag Attorney Austin Piefer with Ag and Business Legal Strategy says regularly reviewing balance sheets could help identify problems before it's too late. He says bankruptcies increased in the first two quarters of this year in Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, and in North and South Dakota. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
A season is full of numbers. 21 days scouting fields. 168 hours in the cab. 540 cups of coffee consumed. At Golden Harvest, we know your most important number doesn't just happen. Every result is built by putting in the work and making the right calls with a partner who knows your acres. See how it all adds up beyond the bushels at goldenharvestseeds.com/harvest.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
Good morning. The forecast calls for a high of 63 today. Patchy drizzle possible by midday today. North to northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Areas of light rain tonight, a low of 47. Wednesday light showers in the morning, clouds lingering, and it will be seasonably cool with a high of 58. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a few showers possible, a low of 47. And a Thursday, more clouds than sun and warmer, spotty showers possible and a high of 64. Right now in Richland Center, 39 degrees this morning. It's a cool one. Go find the light jacket and get ready to go today. Here's Eddie Raven.
Living with me isn't always easy. Bless her heart, she tries. Put her through some crazy times. She always let it slide.
California, what she doing, calling? once in my life, I know the meaning of happiness. And what it means to have a dream come true. 'Cause every day I wake up singing, living on the sunshine, love is bringing, and it's wonderful knowing that I owe it all to you. At last I've got a reason to be living. I'm at the end of the rainbow and the gold is. You, but God knows I love you, you're my man. I feel so safe when I'm in your arms, 'cause you're all man. You're heaven on earth and so dependable. Together we're a team that's just unbendable. I want the whole wide world to know you're.
Anderson on the old Light in the Mail Cow Show. Now get going. Get those chores started today so you can finish up early. Coming up, a look at this week's weather with Tony Schumacher.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Today's specials are country and community, coming to you from WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, it won't be quite as warm the next couple of days. We have some cooler air filtering in from the north, plus more cloud cover, even a chance of some showers off and on. There's a disturbance over the plains causing some scattered rain across the Dakotas all the way down to Kansas, and a few sprinkles into Minnesota and parts of Iowa as well. Now, for our area, the best chance of any steadier light rain will be tonight into early tomorrow morning. Looks like up to a few tenths of an inch of rain will be possible. That'll move away, but a new disturbance will come in from the southwest Thursday, could spawn some spotty showers. An even warmer, more humid air for Friday, coupled with an approaching cold front, should bring us some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Again, a tenth or two-tenths of an inch rain possible, so nothing real heavy, but you add it up over the course of 5-6 days, we might see a half inch or more. We will see a brief surge upward in temperatures going into Friday before cooler air filters in for the weekend. That forecast for today turning cloudy with some patchy drizzle possible by midday, high about 63, north and northeast wind 5 to 10. Tonight, areas of light rain, low at 47. Tomorrow, some light showers possible in the morning. Clouds linger and seasonably cool with highs in the upper 50s. East wind between 5 and 10. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a few showers possible, low at 47. Thursday, more clouds and sun and warmer. Spotty showers are possible, high at 64. Heading into Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy and warmer. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected, low in the mid-50s with a high near 75. Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy and a bit cooler. Some early morning showers are possible, low in the mid-50s with a high at 67. Sunday, a chance of a light sprinkle, high 58. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Thirty-eight degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday we tapped out at 74 and we picked up 0.03 of an inch of rain very early in the day. The record high for October 14th, 83 in 1989. Record low, 25 in 2002. Last year's high was 49 and the low, 39. Sunset will occur at 6:20 this evening. Sunrise time this morning will be at right around 7:15. Right now, we have a northeast wind at 3, barometer at 30.22. No precipitation today. After a midnight reading of 44, it is 38 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Tariffs hit our kitchens today.
New tariffs take effect today on kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, upholstered furniture, and lumber. The White House insists tariffs will have major economic benefits in the long term, saying, quote, while Americans may face a transition period from tariffs,